judging about other people's homes during your Zoom meeting?
I feel like I'm not even looking at the person. I like to see, do they have a pet? Is there a dog walking around in the background? What do they have on their shelves? What are you looking at?
Bill's married? Like, who? What happened there? You're seeing a lot more of people's personal side that you probably never realized at all before, because whether you like to admit it or not, people are completely different people at work than they are at home. Like the hardest, most, you know, get it done, deadline. When you see them at home on the Zoom call and their little girl comes into the frame and they're like, no, honey, daddy play tea party in just a minute, okay? No. See, daddy's on a call right now, but we're going to play tea party here in just a minute. And I told you, Jesse, that I needed those reports by the end of... No, I'll put the crown on, but you've got... Can't do tea party right now. Daddy's on a Zoom meeting. Give me the reports by the end of the week, and I mean it. No, daddy's not yelling at you. Tell Mrs. Bigglesworth that I'll be there in just a minute. And I mean it. That's what it feels like. It's like you're living in a whole other world because people that are on Zoom are totally different.
So, Sarah, at work, we've been having these Zoom happy hour meetings every week.
And yes, we have.
Pages of people's faces on Zoom from work. Are you looking in their houses?
Well, first off, I didn't even realize there were pages until Jesse's like, hey, swipe right. And I was like, oh, that's what the arrow's for. There's more of us. And what's crazy is, yes, Jesse, I am watching their houses. I realize that we need bookshelves, apparently. You and I, we need to get a bookshelf.
Everyone has a bookshelf. What's the deal?
I know. And so what I'm trying to do is, and you can't, because it's not instant, like, you can't make the picture bigger because I'm putting my fingers on my screen trying to make their picture bigger to try to see what kind of books they're reading. You can't do it. People either have massive bookshelves that they're in and they're going for like that studious look, or they're going for that, you know, I'm just chilling, I'm outside hanging out, doing me.
There's no
relaxed
in between
during COVID. No, there is not. And Jesse, just, we're not doing our makeup or hair. I guess we did not get the memo. There are some people on there that look like we about ready to go out. Others of us look like, I'm still alive. I am still here.
I've barely made it. I didn't even put on pants for this meeting, but we made it here. Actually, Sarah didn't even have her video on last time.
I couldn't figure out how to get it to work because my computer, it wasn't working at all. So yeah, just a black box that says Sarah. So everybody's like, oh, Sarah's shady. She's probably doing something shady. No, she's just not technologically sound enough to figure out how to get her webcam to work.
It was like, Sarah didn't comb her hair today, so I'm not going to turn my video on. But I don't know how to work it.
I don't understand it. Like, I only work at a radio station with technology. I can't do it. What have you noticed about other people while you're watching the Zoom meeting?
So we have our Zoom meeting tonight, so we'll come back and let you know if they heard the show and they're angry at us or no one's listening.